All right, we'll say good evening. Let's begin. So actually, over the next maybe couple of weeks, well, the truth is, so tonight, Baruch Hashem, is the beginning of Kislev, so maybe for the next 2 weeks or so, we're going to do a beautiful kuntras. You know, Rabbi Nachman, and I mentioned before, Rabbi Nachman didn't really commit anything to writing. Most of what we have in print from Rabbi Nachman really came from his Talmud, Rabbi Nosson. So, of course, most well-known is Likutei Moharan, right, which are the primary teachings of Rabbi Nachman, also with some Likutei Halachas, but Rabbi Nachman also has like a whole bunch of these little kuntrasim. So, you know, if you ever give like a dollar to a Breslav Rechassid who's collecting tzedaka, you can almost get a whole library. Like, it's the best investment you can make. So people often are very dismissive of like these little pamphlets, but you don't realize it's almost like striking spiritual gold. So I actually want to, so Rabbi Nachman has, after we finish this kuntras, which is a short kuntras, there's another beautiful one that Rabbi Nachman has. It's called Kedai Lihios Vatran. Right? It's kedai, it's a good thing to be mevater, to be a forgiving individual. This one is called kuntras ta'aseh tovo. Kuntras, a person should do good things, bat chesed. So you'll see, I mean, this is not the whole kuntras here tonight, but I want to go through it. And again, Rabbi Nachman speaks of the beauty of chesed. So I figured it's a nice opportunity for us to learn this. And then Amir Hashem, we will do it for the next 2 weeks or so. Then we'll get into Chanukah. So good that Rabbi writes, tzarek sheteida ahuvi bini. It's important that you know, my son, the following idea. Asher ha'adam tzarech lahargiles atzmo b'midas hatov ha'chesed. A person really has to be margil himself. A person has to habituate himself, habituate his behavior, in order to do tov and chesed. People say, so what does this mean? See, la'asos tamid tova lazulas. To go ahead and to always do that which is good. That which is good for the other. That which is good for the other. I was saying, you have to understand something Rabbi Nachman is saying also. The Lashon of, whenever you see the Lashon of Tzarech Ha'adam, or Asher Adam Tzarech Lahargil. Lahargil means, what does it mean to make yourself ragil in something? Meaning, what's the mashmaos of that? If the Rebbe is saying, I have to make myself ragil to do good for others, what does that tell me? What does that tell me?
That my nature is not
to do good. Meaning, anything in which you have to be margil yourself, anything in which you have to go ahead and habituate yourself indicates to us that lemaisa, it does not come naturally. Which Rebbe says is an incredible yisod, because what is the Rebbe saying? The natural disposition of man is egocentricity and self-centeredness. That's the natural disposition of a person. Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the world is about me, the world is for me, the world is all about me. That's the natural state of an individual. That lamaisa, again, my life, my kochos, my money, my time, my resources is all about me. So the first thing says the Rebbe is a person has to be ready to work on their nature. And a person, you know, Seth, something amazing. You know, there's a beautiful 2-volume series called The Rav, written by Rav Aaron Rakefet. And it goes through a little bit of like the life history and the teachings of Rav Soloveitchik. So the Rav there quotes from his grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who Rav Chaim was known to be an incredible Baal Chesed. In fact, Rav Chaim said, the job of a Rav is to be a Baal Chesed, which of course is quite amazing, coming from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who was such an outstanding Talmud Chacham. The job of Rav is to be a Baal Chesed. So Rav writes that he one time spoke to his grandfather. He said, how did you become such a Baal Chesed? So Rav Chaim told him something amazing. He said, I have to tell you. He said, my nature is that I'm a very selfish person. This is Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. I'm a very selfish person. But I work on myself every single day to try to be the kind of person that's there for others. I'll say, it's not in our teva. See, sometimes it's important to understand, I'm not by default a giving person. I'm not by default a Baal Chesed. By default, I'm self-centered. By default, I'm self-absorbed. I'm egocentric. That's the way man is. Which, by the way, it makes a lot of sense. We'll say, what is the most, what's the right word? The most natural instinct that man has? Most natural instinct. survival, self-preservation. Right? Where does that instinct tell you, you have a sheep? Where does that instinct come from? That instinct comes from an egocentricity that I have to preserve my life at all costs. I must say, by the way, lest you think that we're supposed to totally get rid of that. Are you supposed to totally erode any level of egocentricity, of self-centeredness? The answer, of course, is no. Because remember, again, we have the famous machlokes in the Gemara, Ben Keturah and Rabbi Akiva, right? There's one cask of water, right? There's one bottle of water. You're in the desert with someone else. Either you drink it and you live, you split it and you die. What's the halacha? So it's a machlokes, right? Ben Keturah says, split it. Because how can you watch someone else die? Rabbi Kiz, what are you talking about? You save your life before you save. So I mean, we see that egocentricity, that self-centeredness to a certain degree, I have to have parts of that within my persona. So that's what the Rebbe says, to become a Baal Chesed, I have to be margil. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a regilis. I have to habituate myself in these behaviors. He goes on. Ve'ein ot, excuse me, on the Bosek paragraph Aleph, third line in. Ve'ein od davar yoser chashev etzlo yisbarach, kimisha gom l'chesed. So listen to how beautiful this is. There is nothing more important in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam than someone who is a Baal Chesed. Isn't that an amazing statement? I would have said the Rebbe to say, there's nothing more important in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than someone who learns Torah, right? Than someone who gives tzedakah, while tzedakah is part of chesed. No, the most important thing in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, is to be a Baal Chesed. Va'oseh tov l'chol ba Yisrael. To do good for every single Jew. Kima Amar Amzal, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaviv alai chesed sha'ata gomlim zelazeh. Mikol hazavach shezavach shlomo lefanei. Let's listen to how beautiful this is. Close over here, the Magic HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, the chesed you do for me is better than all of the karbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach that Shlomo HaMelech built. It's in the profundity of that statement. Chesed you do for each other is better than all of the karbanos that were brought. Ki berega sha'adam margilas atzmo la'asos tov. Because as soon as a person is margil himself, as soon as a person habituates himself to do good, who nidbak bo yisbarach, he clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bosei, when I become a Baal Chesed, then ultimately I begin to cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shene Emar Alav. Now how do you know that becoming a Baal Chesed brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shene Emar, Tov Hashem Lakol, V'rachamov Al Kol Ma'asov. As the Pasuk says, the Ribbono Shel Olam is good to all, and His compassion is upon all of His creations. Therefore, when I have compassion upon the other, when I am good to the other, by definition, I am engaged in the process of divine emulation. I am emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam, and through divine emulation, I come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachim, ha'adam tzarech l'leches b'derech kono. Therefore, I will say, a person, a Jew, has to follow in the way of his Creator. V'yomru chachaminu hakadoshim, ein adam nikra tzadik, ele im kein hu tov. Therefore, Chazal say that a person is only called the tzaddik if he's good. And I will say, the way the Rebbe understands good is what? It's tov lebrios. If you're good to other people, they could be a tzaddik. A person could learn Torah all day, a person could do mitzvot all day, a person could do all kinds of wonderful spiritual activities. If I'm not good to other people, I'll never be a tzaddik. I might be a Talmud Chacham. This is very important to Yisod. You could be a Talmud Chacham, right? Because Talmud Chacham is a function of knowledge. So I could learn all day, I could become an incredible Talmud Chacham. But to be a tzaddik, you have to be good to other people. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman tells us, habituate yourself, right? Habituate yourself, ultimately, again, to becoming a good person. Always do chesed with the other. Turn the page. So here's the amazing part. So the first thing the Rebbe told us is, number one, there's nothing more beloved in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a Baal Chesed. That's number one. That's what Baruch Hu loves more than anything. Number two, when I go ahead and I am good to the other, I am emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now number three, is that ultimately again, when I am good to the other, the Ribbono Shel Olam is good to me. How do we know this? Ki b'mida sha'adam modeid ba, modeid in lo. Because the Rebbe said, the midah in which a person conducts himself, That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with me. An incredible yisod. Essentially, I will say, you know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, I think I mentioned this before, the Baal Shem Tov says on the Pasuk that we say in Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcha. Thank you very much. Mamish, beautiful, beautiful. Good, you got here just in time. We're running a little bit low. I wanna, so the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something amazing. The Baal Shem Tov writes, he says, Hashem Tzilcha. Yes, thank you. He says, Hashem Tzilcha. So Hashem Tzilcha means, so we normally translate that as, Hashem is my shadow. Hashem is my shade. Hashem is my shade. Which normally we understand to be almost like a representation of divine protection. Emotion protects me. The Baal Shem Tov says, no, Hashem Tzilcha means, the Ribono Shel Olam is my shadow. What's the pshat with my shadow? My shadow follows me. Whatever I do, my shadow does. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam is quid pro quo. Whatever you put in, that's what you're going to get out. Therefore, as much as I put into my relationship with HaKadosh, that's what he's going to give to me. And that's why Rabbi Nachman says, if I treat others off, I'm a Baal Chesed. If I'm Tov, if I'm a Tzaddik, if I'm emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'racham av al kol ma'asov, then guess what? V'v'lachin, misha oset tzedakah v'chesed v'tovim azulas. Therefore, someone who does tzedakah and chesed and good with his fellow Jew, kach mashpien alav milamalo. We'll say that is what the Ribono Shel Olam gives us from above. We'll say it's an incredible, incredible yisod. You want to know why you should be a Baal Chesed? You want to know why you should go ahead and give tzedakah? You want to know why you should take care of other people? Because if I take care of my fellow Jew, the Ribono Shel Olam will take care of me. It's as simple as that. Now again, I want to be clear. We're going to discuss that there are higher levels of Chesed because this is like a shtickle self-serving Chesed. I'm going to take care of you because God's going to take care of me. But okay, but Lamaisa, better to do self-serving Chesed than a Chesed at all. The recognition that if I take care of others, Ribono Shel Olam takes care of me. He says, ki bazesha ozrim lahazulas. Listen to how beautiful this wording is. I'm on the second page, four lines in. Ki bazesha ozrim lahazulas. Because when you help out another person, naase kli lekabel bo es haoros elyonim. Listen to how beautiful this lashon is. When you become a Baal Chesed and you help out someone else, you become a keli. You become a utensil that is capable of receiving the celestial light. We'll say, let's talk about this in just a moment. You know, Sefer HaChinuch has a whole discussion about this as well. And I always give this same mashal for this. You know how they sell these coffee cups? You can buy a coffee cup that has the heating coils inside of it. You know, if you're like a slow coffee drinker, so mamish, like, it's great because you can keep your coffee out. So imagine, so let's say it costs $100. I'm not costing $100 on a coffee cup. So I go into the store, and amazing enough, what do I see? I see one of those cups on the clearance rack. Clearance rack, mamish, a dream come true. So I look, it looks beautiful. I inspect it, there's only one pigam, one little deficiency. There's like a tiny hole on the bottom of the cup. But otherwise, mamish, it's perfect. It's perfect. Now the truth is, come on, let's all be honest. We're going to think a little bit about how much is being offered for. Maybe it's worth it. I can drink a little quicker. You know, so what's the chab? A kli is only meaningful if it has the ability to retain. See, what we often forget in our Yiddishkeit is it's not just enough to bring the bracha down from the Ribono Shel Olam. Because I can bring the bracha down. I want to be clear. It's easy to bring the bracha down. You know why it's easy to bring the bracha down? You know, Chazal give the metaphor, just like, you know, a baby needs to nurse. But the mother wants to nurse even more sometimes than the baby wants to eat. Meaning the mother is engorged. The mother has all of this milk that she wants to give, and so she has a desire to give that to the baby. So Chazal say, that's the same image with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam is like bursting with bracha. And he yearns to give it to us. Getting blessing from God is the easy part. The difficult part is that the blessing only makes its mark if I could retain it. I have to be a kli. I have to be a utensil. Because otherwise what ends up happening is the bracha comes in, and boom, it goes right out. I have to make myself into the type of keli that is capable, A, of receiving the bracha, and B, retaining the bracha. This is the part, I think, in Yiddishkeit that often goes most unnoticed. That's the goal, like, to become a keli, to become a proper utensil. How do you become a keli? There are many different answers to that. I learn Torah, I become a keli. I daven, I become a keli. I give tzedakah, I become a keli. Rabbi Nachman says, it's all true, but kibazesh ozrim lahazulas, when you help someone else, Naase kli lekabel bo esaoros ha'alyonim. But when I go ahead and I help someone else, Rabosai, I become a kli. I become a utensil to be able not just to receive, but to retain divine blessing. Kamuva b'divrei zal, ki al yidei sha'osim tztaka v'chesed imazula. So Rabosai, listen to this. When I do tztaka and chesed for someone else, nishpa alav hanoam elyon. The Ribbono Shalom doesn't just shower bracha upon me. He showers on me Noam Elyon. Noam Elyon is like the highest form of bracha. When I become a Baal Chesed, when I take care of the other, the Ribbono Shalom showers upon me the most unique type of blessings. Hamochin bidvekas ha'in sof baruch hu. V'zocha lehis aneg b'ziv shchinas uzoyis baruch. Rabbi Nachman is saying, do you know what Chassidus brought to the world? Let's be honest for just a moment. You know what Chassidus brought to the world? And not just, you know, sharp wardrobe choices. Right? But what did Chassidus bring to the world? Chassidus brought to the world the notion. See, before the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, if somebody were to tell you, how do you bring down divine blessing? The answer would have been?
Davening.
Or?
Learning.
Learning, right? Mitzvah, yeah. But Talmud Torah, like Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. It's all Torah. You know what the Baal Shem Tov realized? The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh realized, that's a great answer if A, you know how to learn, and B, you enjoy learning. But the truth is, there are many people who don't know how to learn, and the truth is, not everybody enjoys learning. Now, everybody should enjoy. I think if they're not enjoying learning, it's just because they haven't been with the right Rebbe, right? They haven't found the right connection. Learning is inherently enjoyable. But nevertheless, so what do I do? What do I do if I'm not Talmud Chacham? What do I do if I can't learn? So that's where Rabbi Nachman comes along and says, you understand, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants more than anything from us is to be Ba'alei Chesed. That's what he wants. And you know what the amazing part of this is? Anyone and everyone could be a Ba'al Chesed. It does not make a difference if you have a yeshiva background. It doesn't matter if you can make a leaning on a tosis. It doesn't matter if you know the Jewish Sechakiras, you know the Chayim. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever you know, whatever you don't know, everyone is capable of becoming a Baal Chesed. And because of that, that is the highest form of divine emulation. And because of that, when I become a Baal Chesed, I access all types of brachas. V'lachim, look what he writes. Re'ei b'nei ha'ahuvi b'nim. This is beautiful lashon. Rabbi Nachman is talking to us. Where is children? Listen, my son. Lahargilas atzmecha lihios ishtov. Habituate yourself to becoming a good man. V'tamid ta'ase tova el hazulas. Posei, there's a very important word over here. Tamid. You know, there are some people who are occasional ba'alei chesed, right? I'll be a ba'al chesed when it's convenient. Or I'll be a Baal Chesed, you know, when it fits into my schedule. I'll be a Baal Chesed, you know, on the weekends. No such thing, Abba Osai. Tamid. Now, again, we'll discuss, remember, being a Baal Chesed doesn't mean that I leave my day job and just go to do Chesed. Abba Osai, we all know very well, there are multiple opportunities for Chesed each and every day. Whether you're working long hours, not working long hours, whatever it is, there's always opportunities for Chesed. Therefore, the Rebbe says, the goal in life, lahargilas atzchol yos yishtov, be a good person. And how do you become a good person? Do tov for the other. V'roim sheyesh b'nei adam. We see that there are some people, sheyesh lahem teva ra ma'od. We're supposed to say there are some people that have a very bad nature. Now, interestingly enough, how does the Rebbe define a bad nature? So we would often think that the definition of bad nature is someone who does aveiros. Rabbi Nachman says, no, you know what a bad nature is? There are some people that just lead egocentric, self-centered lives. They just never do anything good for the other. They're just fully and totally self-absorbed. And he says, look what he writes. And we'll say, this is actually quite amazing. He says, V'zeh balahem machmas pegam habris. We'll say, now let's talk about this in just a moment. So Rabbi Nachman, when he says pegam habris ultimately means some type of sexual immorality. Now, pegama bris could mean a number of different things. Pegama bris could, chas v'shalom, mean actual, like, illicit relations. Pegama bris could mean, you know, hotzos, zera levatolo. Pegama bris could mean hirhurim. It could mean all different kinds of things. But what it means is misused sexual energy. That's what pegama bris means. So why does it mean that? What does that have to do with anything? It sounds like so out of right field. We're talking about chesed, and you get into pegama bris. How did we get to this? So look what the Rebbe says. Something amazing. He says sometimes if a person is unable to be a bal chesed, that is because they have been pogame the bris, which means that perhaps they're too steeped in sexual immorality. Why? What does this mean? Shepogmu biyoser betuma bezuamas taivas niyof. They're too steeped in their desire for sexuality. Sha'al yidezeh nichnas bohem roa leiv, shekasha lahem la'asos tov l'shini. We'll say, listen to this. When a person is steeped in sexual immorality, so what does their life become all about? What is life all about? I'm not asking anyone that they should know. I'm saying, you know, what does life become all about? Right? It becomes all about satisfying my desires. It's all about satisfying my desires. That's what it is. I have this desire, and I'm going to go. When a person is steeped in immorality, I will do whatever I have to do in order to satisfy that desire. It's a huge retreat inward. Life becomes all about me. Well, if life becomes all about me and my pleasures and my desires and meeting my needs, then by definition, there is nothing left to give to the other. So Rabbi Nachman says something amazing. Rabbi Nachman says, if a person has difficulty being a Baal Chesed, more often than not, it could be that there's a Pekama Bris. It could be that a person is struggling with certain matters of sexuality, and that becomes so all-consuming. Those desires become so all-consuming. The pursuit of those pleasures become all-consuming. That a person doesn't have the resources or the ability to think about the other. And ultimately, again, so he quotes over from the Sichos Haran, Shemisha over alachit hamaguna shapagam abris naase ishra ubilial. So ultimately, again, you see from here that what? That Rabbi Nachman says that when a person has this pagam abris, When a person has this pegama bris, so ultimately, again, this goes ahead and erodes one's ability to go ahead and to focus on chesed for the other. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman writes, Re'ei ahuvi bini, listen, my son, limsor es nafshecha lios ishto. Try your best to be a good person. V'tomit tishtada lasos tzedakah. And try to the best of your ability to do chesed, to do kindness with the other. Shezehu tikun habris. Oh. Shezehu tikun habris. So also listen to this. This is an incredible yisod. What is shezehu tikun habris? Rabbi Nachman is saying the following. Sometimes, if a person is struggling with immorality, or a person is struggling with certain taivas, sometimes the best way to overcome those taivas is to place an incredible emphasis on chesed. Think about this. It's so logical. Why? Because if I'm struggling with taivas, what I'm really struggling with is an unhealthy preoccupation with a selfishness, with a self-centeredness. My life has become about pleasing me, taking care of my needs. Sometimes the only way to overcome that push, that pull, is to transcend one's self and to become an absolute Baal Chesed. Shezeu Tikun Habris. Says Rebbe, this is metaking for the Chet Habris, the Pekam Habris. Ukimo Sham Rabbeinu Zal, Tzedakah Hi Tikun Habris. What's that incredible Yisod? These words are so simple, but they're so profound. Giving tzedakah, and I was saying, you know, giving tzedakah doesn't just mean putting money in the pushka, right? Giving tzedakah ultimately means giving of yourself to the other. It's tikkun habris. It rectifies matters of sexual immorality. It doesn't eradicate all of the taivas, but it allows you to begin to combat them. Because once I make the positive declaration that my life is not just about me, it's got to be the other, about the other, then suddenly my life is not about the pursuit of pleasure. tzedaki tikan abris ki begam abrisu ki hu yatzarech lahashpia biktusha lamakom shetzarech lahashpia vosilek hashpa misham v'emshicha chas v'shon lamakam acher v'akina tikun ayidei tzedaka. Therefore, the ultimate tikkun of Osei for matters, for struggles of immorality, is through tzedakah. Shai dei zechozer umashpia l'sham ala kedusha. Osei, because a person once again begins to take their energies and ultimately go ahead and place them in a place, place them in the direction of kedusha. Shai dei zeni talking. V'ze b'chinas v'ayvoha anoshim ala anoshim ha-ne'emar b'nidvas ha-mishkan ha-inu b'chinas ha-zivog she-na'as se'aydei ha-tzedakah sh'nidvas ha-mishkan. Fine. So we'll say, let's begin just the next section for a moment, and we're going to stop just a few lines in. So the Rebbe says, this is paragraph beis. Tzarek she'tei da'avu b'ni. So now the Rebbe says, it's important that you understand, my beloved child, asher ein od mide yikara kimo la'asos tova la'azumas. We'll say such profound words. There is no greater, more precious midah than to do good for the other. Ki bazel hu mara es toar levavo, because this is how he shows the holiness, the purity of his heart. Ki mish nishmaso devuka be'in sof baruch hu, hu tamid rotze la'asos tovos la'azulas. We'll say this is an incredible yisod. So Rabbi Nachman says the following, that someone whose neshama is connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam has an unquenchable desire to constantly do good for the other. We'll say now, we know this. Why? Because what did we just say before? Tov Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is good to everyone, lakol, v'rachum avakol ma'asav. What defines the Ribbono Shel Olam is the notion that he's a provider for all. When a person ultimately has a devekus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have that same, when there's a sense of connection to God, I have that same exact drive to always do good for the other. V'hu muchan u'mezuman limsores nafsho la'asos chesed imzulaso. And I'm ready to give, to sacrifice whatever I have to do good for the other. But look what he writes. Lo kein mishnish maso ba'a me'olam ato. He'll say, Nebuch, if my soul is in the world of darkness, if my soul is not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who betiba malira, we'll say it's an incredible yisod, an incredible self-check. If I am not a Baal Chesed, if I'm not a Baal Chesed, if I am not like committed to always doing good for the other, I need a spiritual self-check. There's something wrong with my neshama. It means that my neshama ultimately is not connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because had it been connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there'd be an unquenchable desire to be good, to do good for the other. V'lachim, both are just two more lines and we'll stop. V'lachim tzrichim harbe levakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyizkeh letaher es moach machshavto. That's beautiful. So what happens if I'm not a Baal Chesed? You know what happens? You hear people say this sometimes, you know, chesed's not my thing. I never understood that. That'd be like saying, like, Shabbos is not my thing. Right? Shabbos is not. Tefillin, those boxes, they just don't do it for me. Right? You know, say, there are certain things you can't say, not my thing. Chesed is part and parcel of the DNA of a Jew. And if I'm not a Baal Chesed, I have to ask myself, what's wrong? What's wrong? What is it? Why is there such a retreat inward? What is it? Where is the pagam? He says, and therefore, what do I do if I'm not a Baal Chesed? So the Rebbe says, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. Reach out to Ribbono Shel Olam. Sheyizkeh letaher es moach machshavto. I should ask that, bless you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go ahead and be metari. He should purify my thoughts. V'tomid tiyehye davuk bo yisparach v'yitzayir b'dayto. Eich shakol ha'olam kulo melo kol ha'aretz kibodo. V'hakol lakol elokus gomer hu. V'chein yitar es levavo sheye mishkol mishchinas uzo yisparach. V'az tiyehye rog yola'as os tovim azulas. We'll say sometimes a person has to go through a spiritual cleanse. Sometimes I can't even do it myself. I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. But once I clean out my neshama, I'll begin to feel that desire and that attraction ultimately to become a Baal Chesed. Va'al tachshav ahuvi bini. Listen to what the Rebbe says. We'll just remember a few more lines. Then I'll really stop. Va'al tachshav ahuvi bini. Shezeh baba kalas lagilim idazir. We'll say this is very important. Rabbi Nachman says, I know I'm making it sound easy, but I'll be clear, it's not easy to become a Baal Chesed. It's not easy to become a Baal Chesed. Ki tava shel adam shenolad imra, kimo shekasov, v'ayir pera adam yivolid, uksiv lepesach chatas roveitz, V'tekef u'miyakishot zila avir olam. Bosai, because the moment we come into the world, kivar hayetzahara omid lekavla olach nisobo ra. Bosai, from the moment we come into this world, the yetzahara just wants to plunge me into a world of darkness and evil. V'lachim, ro'am b'nei adam sha'teva shalahem hu rak rak kol hayom. Hayom. Alright, well, fine, we'll just finish the end of the section. But the Rebbe says like this, you see some people who again, their teva is negative, their teva is evil. It's not because they're bad at their core, it's just because there are so many pushes and pulls of life. He says, utzrichim la'avot harbe al atzmo, lezakech es midosam. A person has to work on themselves, purify their midos, ad sheyiske liyos kulotov, until a person is all good. V'tamid yihye muchan la'asos tova la'achirim. And a person should always be ready to do good for others. Shez I will say, when I'm a Baal Chesed, that shows me one thing. My soul is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Praiseworthy is the one who's always ready to do good for the other. And I will say, greets, this is such an important yisod. You have to greet every single person with a happy countenance. I will say, sometimes in life, you have to fake it. Because you're not always happy to see every single person. And the truth is, even though I'm happy to see you, maybe I'm not in a good mood. You're just having a bad day. You know what? Just because I'm having a bad day, that's not your problem. My obligation is to greet every person with a smiling countenance. Ki hu, he says, Ashera adam hazeh chai ba'olam hazeh, kedugmas olam haba. Rabosai, when you do good for every single person, and you're ready to do good for every single person, and you greet every person with a smile, this says to Rabbi, you know what? That's like living in Olam Haba. Isn't that beautiful? You know what Olam Haba is? Olam Haba is a world of chesed and all smiles, all happiness. If you could be a smiley individual, do chesed for others, then guess what? You could have your Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. Ki utamit sas v'sameach, u'mesameach es habrios. I'm always happy helping other people. Va'ozra l'kulam, shezu hamida yafa b'yos. So both of this is the most important midah. Va'az yikna la'atzma harbirei mechavirim. There's another benefit. You'll have a lot of friends. And in life, it's good to have friends. V'yeh lo shem tov. And I'll have a good reputation. Ki kulam o'avim ish tov, ha'osed chesed imzu lasam. Because of both sides, everybody loves a Baal Chesed. Everybody loves someone who greets every Jew with a smile. And everybody loves the person who they know will give them the shirt off their back. Every single person loves that individual who they know, if they were ever in need, that's the guy I could call. And he would always be ready to answer that call. All right, so we'll stop over here for tonight. We'll continue with this country session next week. Beautiful, no?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Fire. Just